Testing, testing. Testing. Good morning and welcome to Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. We're set for a noon showdown between the Bradenton Marauders and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Last night, the Hammerheads swept both games of a doubleheader. We'll be back in a few minutes with the first pitch. A few ominous clouds here in South Florida this morning. Looks like should be clearing up and we should be fine. Right-hander Joe Elvis Del Rosario makes the start for the visiting team. 0-1 with a 5.03 ERA. Sandro Bargallo makes the start for the Hammerheads. 1-0 with a 0.42 ERA. We'll be back right after this for the ballgame.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And folks, we are back at Roger Dean. Quickly, we'll go through the starting lineups for the visiting Bradenton Marauders. Left fielder Luke Brown, number 35, leading off. Rodolfo Nolasco hitting second in right field. Jace Bone, the DH, hitting third. First baseman Brendan Dixon in the cleanup spot. Mike Jarvis, number 7, the second baseman, hitting fifth. Followed by third baseman Alexander Mojica. Rounding out the lineup, Jacob Goldfarb catching, Sung Che Cheng at shortstop hitting eighth, and the center fielder Sergio Campana hitting ninth. We'll be back after the national anthem.
Thank you.
We are back. Sonny Palmer here on the play-by-play. I'm joined by Walter Ryan as my color analyst. And running out the starting lineups for your home Jupiter Hammerheads, Jose Devers leading off at second base. Khalil Watson in the two slot at shortstop. Ian Lewis, the DH. Brady Allen, the cleanup hitter in center field. He's followed by the right fielder, number six, Kyler Castillo. Christian Rodriguez is the third baseman. And the seventh slot, Zach Zubia, the first baseman. In the eight hole, the catcher, Jose Estrada. And in left field, number 21, Jorge Caballero. Hammerheads coming off of a doubleheader sweep last night of the Marauders. Marauders who've lost eight out of their last 10. And the Hammerheads have won six straight ball games, their longest winning streak of the season. And 15 of the Marauders' 32 games this season have seen the staff issue six or more walks. So let's see if that's going to be an issue this afternoon. As we're awaiting the first pitch from Sandro Bargallo, a Cuban lefty. Seems to be clearing up here today. Hey, partner.
That's right, Sonny. A beautiful day here at the Dean. Great to join you here. Walter Works joining Sonny. Love that tandem there. Another beautiful Sunday here, Sonny, of course. And definitely for the Hammerheads this series, right? Six in a row, Sonny, like you were mentioning. And,
on a hot streak.
Oh, yeah. Hot streak, to say the least. Right behind the St. Lucie Mets in the division. Currently three games back as we're getting ready for the first pitch here, a couple seconds away, Sonny. So,
and Luke Brown, the leadoff hitter, left fielder number 35, the lefty steps in. Time called by the ump.
Hammerhead's looking to close this one out, man. What an impressive victory it would be. Imagine a series sweep like that.
Again, good starting pitching. Things seem to be coming together for the home team. And the first pitch outside for ball one. Luke Brown, the 23-year-old lefty out of Bowling Green, Kentucky. Ninth-round draft pick last year out of the University of Louisville as he looks for strike one. 5th final game of a six-game series here in Palm Beach. And the 1-1 hacked foul.
Yeah, beautiful day for baseball, Sonny.
A few threatening clouds this morning, but it does seem to have cleared up a bit.
Yeah, cleared up real nice, just in time for game time.
And that appeared to hit him. It did. Had a base runner here to lead off the ball game. This afternoon's game, Trey Ward, the home plate umpire. On the bases, it's Chad Westlake. And we've got a runner at first base to lead off, and Rodolfo Nolasco, the right fielder, steps up.
Not the start Bargallo wanted.
Nolasco, an international free agent, signed in 2018 as he looks at strike one. Defensively, Jupiter straight away. Outfield in normal position. And there for 1-1. Healthy lead for the speedy Luke Brown on the bases. And that's chopped over to shortstop. And a double play, 6-4-3.
Wow, Sonny, what a defensive play to start the game there. Helping out Bargallo.
Zubia, two outs.
Yeah, Zubia completing that nice double play there. Great job by the infield there for the Hammerheads.
And Chase Bowen, the DH, steps up. And in there for strike one. Visiting Bradenton has lost both ends of yesterday's doubleheader, falling by scores of 3-1 and 4-3. Going to get out of this hole they've been in, dropping them to a .500 record and their longest losing streak since last July. And the ball's fouled off, strike one.
Yeah, Sonny, coming into this game at 500 for their record. Now they're two games under.
A little bit of a bump they hit on this road trip as the count goes to 1-1 to Bowen, who's hitting 220 this season. Let's have five home runs already. A little bit of pop on that bat from the righty. A 1-1 check swing. Base umpire says he did not go. 2-1. Sandro Bargallo, regardless if anyone's on base or not, he's always pitching from the stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Swing and a miss. Got him. That's going to do it for a quick top half of the first. We'll be back in Jupiter after the top half of the inning. No score.
Song again. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay! Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Back with the bottom of the first inning at the Dean. Second baseman Jose Devers will lead off for the Hammerheads. Devers, a native of the Dominican Republic, traded from the New York Yankee organization in 2017. And he looks at strike one on the inside part of the plate.
That's right, Devers bringing some big league experience to the Hammerheads, relative of Rafael Devers here on a rehab assignment. Much needed spark to this Hammerheads lineup.
And
I know we had Brian Anderson here earlier in the week.
Yes. Had a few stars last season. Jacob DeGrom of the Mets.
Nice.
Noah Syndergaard. And that's chopped foul.
No scoreboard yet, Sonny.
We're waiting for our lights to be turned on here, if you will.
Oh, boy. I heard rumors, though. It's coming.
Another one chopped foul, 1-2. Joelvis Del Rosario, number 36, the starter for the Marauders. 5.03 ERA.
Yeah, Rosario looking for a quick inning of work.
That's high and outside, evening the count at 2-2. Much different start to the Jupiter Hammerhead season this year as opposed to last.
Oh, we're at 1-2. There we go. What was that?
Swing and a miss. Strike swing three.
And a miss. Okay.
First out of the inning. That's going to bring up the shortstop, number 3, Khalil Watson. Watson out of Chase City, Virginia, 19-year-old. First-round pick in 2021. Fish looking for big things at him, hoping he'll be with a big club just a little south of us in the near future.
That's right, Sonny.
And he looks at ball 2.
Watson is one of those guys that kind of changes the dynamic of the lineup. He's batting 259 in the season with a lot of pop.
That's a decent speed as well for the young shortstop.
Yeah, count now 3-0. A guy that you definitely don't want to walk and put on the bags.
No question. And the 3-0 in there. Watson didn't quite agree with that. Took a bit of a step going to first base. as the count goes to 3-1. And the righty misses a bit high. Ball 4.
Yeah, now you got Watson on the bags. We were just talking about his speed, Sonny. So this is an opportunity for the Hammerheads to take advantage of Rosario early.
Absolutely. As another 19-year-old steps up to the plate, this is Ian Lewis out of Nassau, Bahamas. Another international free agent signed back in 2019. Another lefty at the plate. And he bunts. Got a decent one-off in between the bag, third base bag, and the pitcher. Safe!
Wow, Lewis showing his speed there, moving Lewis to second. I mean, moving Watson to second, Sonny. And he's the DH of the night, a DH bunting. Imagine that.
You don't see that in the big leagues too often.
Oh, man. Whatever works. And now the Hammerheads have a runner on first and second, folks, with one out.
It's a great bunt. At the very least, that would have been a sacrifice.
Placed just right where it needed to be placed.
As Brady Allen, the center fielder, steps up and he looks at ball 1. Runners at first and second. One out here in the home half of the first. And that's chopped out to third base. And it goes foul as Mojica picks that up.
Mojica was hoping for a third out there, eyeing down the ump. Thought he maybe caught it in play, but
that was a close one.
Yeah.
The count evens up at 1.
Could have gone either way there. But we stayed the same there with Watson at first and Lewis at second. A lot of speed on the bag, Sonny, so you got to think a hit can do some damage here.
You can see Mike Jarvis, the second baseman, playing close to the bag, keeping the runner honest. And Khalil Watson at second base. First baseman off the bag and Brendan Dixon. And that's chopped foul. That'll take it to a 1-2 count.
Yeah, the Marauders bullpen ducking from that one. Nicely hit ball, but just foul. Rosario trying to get out of a jam here.
Cleanup hitter hitting 242 on the season with 2 home runs. And he looks at the 1-2. And that's fouled over to our right in the right field seats. Just underway here in Jupiter. No score.
Yeah, 1-2 the count here. Rosario trying to get another strikeout. Has one on the day.
Allen looks at the 1-2. Pick off play. They got him at second base.
Wowzers. What a play. What a play, huh, Sonny? Look at that.
Khalil Watson picked off at second base for the second out of the inning.
Yeah, man. Jarvis with a nice pick there at second. Beautiful defensive work. Much needed second out for the Marauders.
As the base runner in scoring position, taken away.
And that changes the whole inning, Sonny, with somebody like Watson at second with that speed on the bags. That's a big threat taken away.
Great pickoff move by the young righty. 2-2, 2 outs, runner at first base for the Fish. Allen looks at ball 3, a bit outside. Count goes full. As we'll see, Ian Lewis over at first base take off. A little crafty move there by Del Rosario.
Yeah.
Get the base runner. And that's chopped foul. Back in a right field. A little bit of a breeze blowing in from right.
Yeah, just a little bit, Sonny. It's a full count now here.
Rosario doing a good job fending off these base runners. And the 3-2 runner goes swing and a miss. Got him.
Man, what a pitch.
Hard slider on the outside part of the plate. Folks, we'll be back after 1. We're scoreless.
let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
We're back as Brendan Dixon, the first baseman, number three, steps up for the top half of the second inning. Quick first inning here at the Dean. First pitch fouled off.
Yeah, Bargallo threw one inning of work, one strikeout, approaching 15 pitches, so nice little quick inning for both teams.
Brendan Dixon hitting 250 with four home runs on the season for Bradenton. He looks at the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Curveball, outer part of the plate.
Nice pitch there by Bargallo.
Mixing speeds early on here. And Dixon hacks that one foul behind the plate and remains 0-2. Bradenton trying to get out of this rut they're in, losing 8 out of their last 10.
Oh, man, it's been brutal for them, Sonny.
That's dropped them below the 500 mark since the first time since opening weekend.
A big strikeout there for Bargallo, his second strikeout of the day here in the top of the second.
Now batting the second baseman, number 7, Mike Jarvis.
That's going to bring up Mike Jarvis, a second baseman, as Bargallo records his first strikeout.
Bargallo getting the pitch call from Estrada now behind home plate.
In there for a strike.
Nice pitch by Bargallo. Right inside, man.
He looks to hit both corners.
Yeah.
Consistently.
And right now he's showing some pretty good control, Sonny, with a mix of pitches. Coming into the game with a 0.40 ERA. Nice numbers there.
And the righty Jarvis takes for strike two. Mike Jarvis, number 7, out of San Diego, California. 6th-round pick last year out of San Diego State University. Pirates organization expecting big things from this kid. And that's smacked out into the outfield, near the track, put away for the out.
Nice catch there by Caballero in left field, Sonny. With that speed, perfect timing, nice grab there for a loud out number 2 here in the top of the second.
Got some good wood on that one.
Yeah. No, you heard the crack of the bat. Could have gone either way, but Caballero has that speed over at left field. Definitely a good thing for the Hammerheads defensively.
That'll bring up Alexander Mojica, the third baseman. He looks for strike one on the inside part of the plate. Mojica out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, signed as an international free agent. And he takes ball one. Weather definitely clearing up here after a few scary clouds this morning on the drive up.
Yeah, nice and clear now, Sonny, right in time for game time.
And Mojica takes for 2-1. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. We're scoreless.
Mojica has 3 home runs on a season, so a lot of power at the plate here.
And he takes for 3-1. Their issue's been the starters are allowing a lot of walks, and they're leaving a lot of men on base.
Yeah, and a lot of defensive blunders throughout the series. I know a lot of things they wish they could take back.
Not a crisp, clean series for them by any stretch of the imagination.
But
count full.
A lot of credit, though, to the Hammerheads taking advantage of all those costly mistakes.
Yes.
And pouring it on at times.
Full count, fouled off. Mojica hitting just 200 on the season. 3 home runs. So the wind picks up a little bit here.
Nice little breeze.
And a 3-2, ball 4. 2 out walk. That's going to bring up the catcher, Jacob Goldfarb.
So Mojica getting on base. His batting average, not where he wants it to be this season, at 200. But, hey, man, any chance you can get on base, it's
absolutely
good.
And time is called by the field umpire.
Let's see what's going on.
Lefty Jacob Goldfarb, another collegiate prospect. Free agent signed out of the University of Oregon.
Looks like Mojica's going to be coming out of the game, Sonny.
Ooh, what happened there? Don't tell me he got hurt on the way to first base.
Oh, my Lord. I was just going to say, that wasn't by any means a sprint. Let's see who came in.
And that's going to bring in Juan Perez, yeah. Who's going to take over at first base. Juan Perez, pardon me. He comes into the game for Mojica.
So I guess Perez will be taking the third base duties as well.
And high and outside for ball 1. The lefty Goldfarb. Goldfarb has a home run on the season in 273.
Now with Perez at first, you got some speed on the bags. We'll see if they'll try to maybe steal and threaten on second.
Yeah, you wonder why he came out of the ballgame. He just drew a walk and is back in the dugout.
Yeah, we'll try to get you folks an update there.
As Goldfarb looks at ball 2. And in there for a strike. Goldfarb, a native of Scottsdale, Arizona, 25-year-old lefty.
Nice breaking ball there by Bergalo. Showing some good control right now early on in this game.
And gets by the catcher. Runner goes to second base easily.
Oh, Sonny, that one getting by Estrada and not what the Hammerheads wanted with 2 outs. They didn't need to steal the Marauders. Now they got a Perez on second.
Speedy base runner.
Yeah, speedy Perez on second.
That could not be corralled by Jose Estrada. We'll see if that's a wild pitch. I would imagine so.
Oh, yeah.
And Goldfarb up in the count, 3-1. Base runner in scoring position with 2 outs here in the top of the second inning.
Yeah, hit here probably brings Perez home.
And the 3-1 outside, ball 4.
Man, Bergalo.
Back-to-back walks.
Yeah, going to have to slow things down here in the top of the second with the Marauders now threatening with runners on first and second, Sonny. 2 outs, but you got a speedy Perez, and exactly what I thought. Coach coming out to the mound, maybe to calm Bergalo down, right?
Just a few words, maybe settle down the young lefty. On the on-deck circle, native of Taiwan, Sung Che-Cheng, the shortstop, number 5.
Che-Cheng going to look to cash in here with runners on first and second, Sonny.
Nice reference there.
Yeah. We'll see what happens here.
As the umpire trots back behind the plate as the hitter steps up.
Now batting the shortstop, number 5, Sung Che-Cheng.
Shortstop Cheng hitting 231 on the season. A couple of home runs. Another international free agent on this ball club out of Pingtung County, Taiwan. as a runner goes over to third, safe.
Oh, safe by a half a body there. Jerez getting to third, Sonny. So
bit of a gamble there with two outs.
Yeah, a bit of a gamble. Surprised me. I mean,
especially with a lefty up.
Unique call there, Sonny, indeed. And that's not something that Estrada, Bargallo, and the Hammerheads were expecting.
They caught him off guard there, it looked like.
Yeah.
So we got runners at first and third and two out.
Marauders playing aggressive offense here.
Count 1-0. Bargallo deals. Didn't miss by much. 2-0.
Looked like a nice pitch from up here. Umpire not giving in, though. 2-0 indeed.
Outfield straight away defensively. And that's chopped out to the first baseman. Zubia grabs it, and that'll do it.
What a
no
way
score
to get out of the ending there.
And we'll go to the bottom of the second.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're back for the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up number six, the right fielder, Kyler Castillo.
That's right, Sonny. Bottom of the second, Bargallo getting out of that last jam there.
And it's in there for strike one on the outside part of the plate.
The Marauders were doing everything they could on offense to get an early lead. Just didn't work out for them.
Chopped foul, 0-2. Kyler Castillo hitting .364 early in the season with a home run. As Joelvis Del Rosario just threw his 21st pitch. Got 12 strikes. That's in the dirt for ball one. Other scores throughout the low A league. Lakeland and St. Louis scoreless in the second inning. And Tampa and Dunedin 1-0 Dunedin in the second. And that's popped out to shallow center. Squeezed for out number one.
Nice routine catch in center field, Sonny, by Campana. They didn't have to move much. And supplying the first out there for the Marauders. You could tell they're anxious to get back on offense. They weren't happy with the way things ended up for them last time around.
And the lefty Christian Rodriguez steps in.
And this is the thing, Sonny. This is a team that came into the stadium for this series above 500, which now isn't.
Oh, absolutely. The 1-0 chopped foul on the left field. 1-1. Excellent pickoff play in the prior inning by Del Rosario. Rodriguez has a home run on the season, just hitting .206. A little slow start for the lefty. And the 2-1 chopped foul behind the plate.
Yeah, that brings the count to 2-2. Rosario looking for another strikeout here with two on the day.
And that'll make the count full. And as we mentioned, Juan Jerez remains in the game at third base. Swing just got a piece of it to stay alive.
Yeah, Jerez in the game now, adding a different dynamic than Mojica. We saw that last inning with him stealing third.
That's a good point. And the 3-2, a bit outside, ball four.
Oof, not what Rosario wanted with one out now.
When you're in a rut like this, leadoff base runners are not what you're looking for.
Yeah, and one thing the Marauders are really hoping for is some momentum here. You know, they had it last time around, couldn't cash in, trying to get it out of this inning here.
That'll bring up the first baseman, Zach Zubia. And he takes for ball one. Zubia, native out of Richmond, Texas, the 24-year-old, drafted last season in the 20th round by the Marlins.
Man, that ball getting away from the first baseman, Sonny, and Rodriguez is
on
going
a pickoff attempt.
Holy moly, he's going to third, Sonny. Can somebody get to the ball?
As he rounds third, and he'll stay put.
Wow. More of the same there.
I went into the bullpen.
Jeez.
As Zuby up in the count, 1-0 with one out. Now a base runner at third base.
Christian Rodriguez, who was at first, not the fastest person on the team. He was on first because of a walk. A pickoff attempt on him, Sonny, just went not the way it needed to go. Just into the bullpen, lost under the seats. Rodriguez was able to get into third. And that's really what's been going on all series for these Marauders. Just a lot of stuff on the defensive side that has just, oh man.
And we've got the manager, Angel Espada, having a chat with the base umpire.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's questioning a balk. Because the first baseman certainly couldn't handle that in Brendan Dixon.
This has been the kryptonite for the Marauders all series, Sonny.
That's a good word for it, absolutely.
You know, it's just no way else to describe it. You think about it. The Hammerheads, they've won six in a row, and it's all been against the Marauders.
And Angel Espada, the Fish manager, still are now having a chat with both umpires. May have questioned the release or the look over to first base as far as a balk.
Well, I think his...
Well, actually, the runner's now back at second base.
I think that was his deal, is he wanted to make sure that the runner was going to stay on third, and that wasn't the case. Runner on second now.
One man out, base runner at second. On the outside part of the plate for strike one. Evens account at one.
I think they called it a dead ball once the ball was kind of lost under the seats there, keeping Rodriguez at second.
Went right into the visitor bullpen. And the 1-1 off speed, swing and a miss. Good change of pace there from Del Rosario.
Zubia, a player for the Hammerheads who has shown some great discipline at the plate, taking a lot of walks this series, boosting that on-base percentage.
And the 1-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Another off-speed pitch.
Yeah, so down goes Zubia. Rodriguez still on second there with two outs here in the bottom of the second.
And that'll bring up Jose Estrada, the catcher.
And that was Rosario's third strikeout of the game, approaching 35 pitches.
Estrada fouls it off the righty out of Arecibo, Venezuela. Acquired from the LA Angels 2 years ago in a trade. As we've got two outs here and a runner at second base for the Hammerheads.
Oh, one the count. Here comes the pitch.
Swing and a miss. Got a little piece of that was caught by the catcher. 0-2. What a difference a couple of, 2 hours makes as far as the weather. Nice clear day now.
We'll
certainly get this ball game in.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have another rain delay here at the Dean.
And the 0-2's outside. Rodriguez, a runner at second base for Jupiter. Jorge Caballero, the left fielder, on deck. And the 1-2 off speed again. Got him.
What a pitch.
But on the inside part of the plate.
Wow.
That's going to take us to the top of the third here at the Dean. We are scoreless.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back to the top of the third inning. And Sergio Campana, the center fielder, who's hitting ninth, leads off the inning. As Sandro Bargallo prepares for his third inning of work. 35 pitches, 19 for strikes. And he gets ahead 0-1 on the first pitch. Campana hitting 189 on the season. And the 0-1 chopped out to short. Oh, misplayed. That's going to be an error. Couldn't quite scoop that up. It was a shortstop.
Yeah, Watson just fumbling the ball there, Sonny. And, man, an easy way to get a runner on first there for the Marauders.
That'll be an E6. As they get the leadoff man on. And we're back to the top of the order with Luke Brown stepping up. He walked in his first at-bat up high.
Now batting left fielder, number 35, Luke Brown.
Bargallo approaching about 40 pitches on the day here, top of the third.
He's shown to be out of, been able to work his way out of trouble early this season. As he checks the runner at first, inside for 1-1. That was officially scored a fielding error by the shortstop, Khalil Watson. And this one stroked out to right field. It's going to stay fair. Actually, just inched foul.
Oh, man, that looked...
That was close. That takes the count to 1-1.
Bargallo has to be relieved about that one, Sonny. I mean, that could have changed... That 0.38 ERA that he's rocking into this game.
That's a crisp, clean, line drive
by the lefty.
Yeah,
that could have changed that really quick. That had RBI all over it, man, in that deep right field corner, but just called foul.
Defense straight away for Jupiter. And the pickoff play, and that's thrown wild. That's going to go into the bullpen. Base runner around second. He's headed to third. Let's see if they're going to let him take third. We had a similar situation last inning.
Yeah, Zubia not able to get to that throw from Bargallo. That pickoff attempt.
That looked like it should have been had. That didn't seem too... I wasn't in the dirt by any means. And they're sending the runner back to second. Another dead ball.
Yeah, so Campana, at least he was able to get the second for the Marauders' sake without trying to steal or do anything risky. He gets on second. A lot of speed on the bags there. That's their center fielder. And the Zubia just couldn't get to that ball. I mean, it wasn't a great thrown ball either.
It wasn't too wild. That should have been had, in my opinion.
Yeah, I believe so.
Brown looks at the 1-1 now. A runner at second base. His time is called.
Bargallo now in another sorts of a jam with a runner on second and nobody out.
Healthy lead by the base runner. As the count goes to 2-1. Second errant throw by the pitcher in as many innings. And the 2-1, high and tight. Oh, pardon me, the pitch count was incorrect. That's 3-1, making it ball 4.
Yeah, so Brown getting on the bases now, Sonny. And you got Brown at first, Campana at second with nobody out.
That'll bring up Rodolfo Nolasco, the right fielder. Grounded into a double play in his first at-bat.
Estrada now communicating with Bargallo. Maybe some strategy here with runners on first and second.
The first baseman playing off the bag, so we're not going to be looking for a pickoff attempt. The first baseman's way off the bag, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, Zubia in a unique position there, Sonny.
He's in on the infield grass.
I mean, if that ball's ripped down the first base line, it's...
You might have two base runners coming in.
Yeah. It's going to cause some damage.
And the first pitch misses outside. Fastball from Bargallo. Alasco, some much-needed opportunities on the bag, hitting just 192 this season. He looks at the 1-0, swing and a miss.
Yeah, Nolasco has had a rough season at the plate, 192 average coming into this game. One home run, though, so there is power there.
And the 1-1, a little off speed in there for a strike, 1-2.
Nice pitch by Bargallo.
Let's see if these base runners may move.
What is the ump doing right now? Let's see.
Challenge was upheld, 1-2.
Okay, remains 1-2.
There was a challenge on that pitch. It was upheld, so 1-2.
As the base runners check the signs from the third base coach. Let's see if there's any movement as they stay. Right down Broadway, strike 3.
Wow, what a strikeout by Bargallo, Sonny. A much-needed out for your Hammerheads.
That'll bring up the DH, Jace Bowen, who also struck out in his prior at-bat.
Yeah, Bowen usually taking some second base duties for the Marauders, your DH tonight. Big swing and a miss there by Bowen.
During this current series, Bradenton's gone 28 innings without an extra base hit. Ouch. Swing and a miss. Let's see if you got a piece of that as it takes a count to 0-2.
Yeah, another big swing and a miss by Bowen.
Bargallo's certainly comfortable mixing speeds on these hitters. And the 0-2 is high.
Yeah, good eye for Bowen there. You can tell he's anxious, but he laid off that one, Sonny.
A There's another strikeout victim. Brendan Dixon is on deck. A lot of K's on our scorecard early on here. And that's hacked into right field.
What a hit. Ball. Oh, man, Campana's coming home.
And they're going to stop the runner over at third base. One run in here
for Bradenton. Oh, boy. What a hit. We were talking about it, Sonny. If that ball's hit down the first baseline, Zubia is still on his knees looking into the outfield. And a big run for the Marauders here in the top of the third, Sonny. 1-0.
That made it fair by about a foot, maybe two.
What a hit. Timely hitting there, right where it needed to be. Nicely placed ball.
Opposite field shot. As that brings up the cleanup hitter in the first baseman, Brendan Dixon.
Yeah, Castillo had no chance at right field.
Got second and third, one man out here, one run in for Bradenton. And the first pitch just misses on the inside part of the plate, 1-0.
Castillo did a nice job, you know, getting it to in time where Brown had to hold at third, reducing the damage, but a nice place ball there with one out.
Dixon checks his swing. Let's see what the unplayed umpire calls. That's in there for 2-0 count.
Gave him that one there, calling a ball.
Dixon out of Weatherford College in Texas, a 20th round pick last year. And he chops that foul over the first base bag.
So we're starting to get things going here on offense. Bowen with a huge double to drive in Campana.
Marauders trying to salvage at least one game in the series finale. Got a 3-1 count. Going to break this inning open here.
Another challenge there. Upheld. Couple challenges so far here, Sonny.
High pitch count early on for Sandro Bargallo. And he deals a 3-1. Ball four.
Ay, ay, ay. Not good for Bargallo here in the top of the third inning. Now with the bases loaded. The Marauders threatening Sonny with just one out here at the Dean.
That'll bring up second baseman Mike Jarvis flied out in the first inning. That'll bring a trip from the pitching coach, Glenn Dishman, out to the hill.
Dishman trolling out there with Estrada and the rest of the infield. They're going to talk some strategy here because they're not going to want things to get out of hand. They've had a good series so far. But the Marauders looking to get on top early here in a big way.
It's only 1-0, but as I mentioned, the pitch count. Let's see if that tracks any attention into the Hammerhead bullpen.
Yeah, and the other elephant in the room is that the bases are loaded, huh, Sonny?
Yes. As the righty Jarvis steps in.
So Bargallo, looking at that ball, thinking, hoping to get out of this inning. Big jam for him here.
And the first pitch just missed high and tight. Ball one. Bases jammed here with Marauders. One man out. Top of the third inning. Gallo from the stretch. Swing and a miss. Curveball in the outside corner.
Yeah, big swing and a miss there. Nice pitch by Bargallo. Jarvis going all after that one.
And we do have some action up in the bullpen for Jupiter.
Yeah,
that's Luarbart Arias.
Yeah, you would think, Sonny, with this high pitch count, things looking like this.
Righty heating up. Fouled off by Jarvis. 1-2. Arias in the bullpen, the Venezuelan righty heating up.
Here comes the pitch now from Bargallo.
And he gets a piece of it, staying alive. Count remains 1-2.
Yeah, Jarvis with a 270 average coming into the game is not going to be an easy out by any means.
Juan Jerez on deck will get his first at bat. He came in the game for Alexander Mojica. And the 1-2 up the middle, base hit.
Wow, that one ripped, Sonny.
One run in, and the bases are going to remain loaded as Jace Bowen does not round third to come home. That was hit pretty hard. It would have been a play at the plate. Nonetheless, a 2-0 lead for Bradenton.
Yeah, Allen at center field did a good job getting as fast to that one as he could, only limiting that hit to one run batted in.
And Jerez steps up with the bases still jammed. One man out here. 2-0 Bradenton.
Yeah, Marauder's going to look to keep playing ring around the rosy here, whatever it takes to keep piling it on. They need all the insurance they can get the way this series has been going. 2-0, Marauder's on top.
Gallo delivers a little low ball one.
So a nice hit by Jarvis bringing home Luke Brown for the Marauders.
Turned out to be a gorgeous day. Barely a cloud in the sky now.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Beautiful day for baseball.
And the count goes to 1-1. Jacob Goldfarb, the catcher, on deck. And the 1-1 up the middle. It drops in. A little bit of a flare in there for a hit. One run in. And the runner at third rounds the bag. He dives back safely.
That's right, Sonny. Jerez just hitting that one right over Devers. Devers had really no chance. And another run coming in. How about that for the Marauders?
At the last moment, it looked like the base runner, Brendan Dixon, held up, dove back safely into third. Jacob Goldfarb has a couple RBI opportunities, and it looks like that's going to be the end of the afternoon for Sandro Bargallo. Another trip to the mound, and they're going to bring in the righty Luarbot Arias. 3-0 Bradenton, folks. We'll be back in a few from the Dean.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back with Arias on the mound. Bases jammed. One man out here for the Marauders. As Goldfarb steps up, fouls it off. 3 runs in here for the visiting Bradenton Marauders. Goldfarb hitting .273. Pitcher Luarbart Arias tosses it in there. And let's see, that hit the hitter. He's at first base, another run in. A hit by pitch. And a 4-0 score here in the top of the third. Bases remain loaded.
Number 5, Sung Che Chang.
Got to bring up Che Chang, the shortstop. He grounded out to first base in his first at-bat. Arias comes in with a 4.97 ERA for the Fish. And he delivers strike one. Plenty of damage done here in the visiting half of the third inning.
Jones has been overturned, 1-0 count.
Yeah, Sonny, with the bases loaded, it looks like the Marauders are going to continue doing damage to this Hammerheads offense today.
And the 1-1. Check swing did not go. 2-1 count to Chang. Hitting .229 on the season with a couple of home runs. And he takes, count goes a 3-1. Shaky last inning for the starter, and now the reliever Arias in there. The 3-1 chopped out to right, pardon me, left center in the gap. Base hit. That goes over the fence for a ground rule double. 2 runs will score. 6-0 Bradenton. That's going to be a ground rule double for Sung Che Chang. Good piece of hitting here, and a disastrous inning for the Hammerheads. As number 27, Goldfarb, tried to round the plate, he's sent back to third base as the 2 runs come aboard.
Number 13, Sergio Campana.
That'll bring up Sergio Campana, the center fielder. He reached on an error in his prior at-bat. Still just one man out here in the third. Arias from the stretch. Misses for ball one. Outfield remains straight away defensively. Infield at normal depth. First baseman Zubia in on the grass. Swing and a miss off speed. Rough start here for the home club. Down a bunch early in the top of the third. A check swing, that's low and away, taking a count to 2-1. Starting pitcher for the Fish was Sandro Bargallo, replaced this inning by the big Venezuelan righty. 2-1, that's popped up into shallow center. And that's squeezed by Brady Allen. And the runner held between second and third in a rundown. Oh, a base running miscue, and that's going to be a double play. As the Fish get out of this inning, they're down 6. We'll be back.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back for the bottom of the third. As number nine hitter Jorge Caballero, the left fielder, steps up.
Wow, Sonny, I took a bathroom break there.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, 6-0. Holy moly.
Still plenty of time, but a disastrous inning for the home club.
Yeah, Hammerhead's going to try to find their mojo that's been working for them all series.
Caballero chops a foul, taking the count to 0-2.
Before I took a little break, things were getting rough. Obviously, they poured it on. 6-0 here in the bottom of the third.
They've gone through their lineup twice already. Bradenton, swing and a miss, strike three. Three consecutive fastballs there from Del Rosario. And we're back to the top of the order in Jose Devers, who struck out his first appearance.
Rosario there with a big strikeout.
And that's chopped out to left field. Let's see if it's playable over by the bullpen. Foul ball. Not enough real estate for the left fielder Luke Brown giving chase. Rosario with 42 pitches, 27 for strikes. Working quickly this afternoon. Another foul ball taking it to 0-2. He's been getting ahead of these hitters for the most part.
Yeah, and Rosario now showing some confidence. Obviously, the run support helps.
He has four strikeouts over two innings. And that's outside, taking the count to 1-2. Devers hitting 250 on the season as he smacks that out to right field. That's an easy play. That's squeezed by Rodolfo Nolasco for the second out of the inning.
Yeah, Devers with some pop on that hit, but right to Nolasco, like you said there, Sonny, and a quick out, another quick out for the Marauders with a healthy lead here, 6-0 in the bottom of the third.
As Khalil Watson steps up, he walked his first at-bat, also was picked off. Watson, the 19-year-old. And he looks for ball two.
Rosario approaching 50 pitches with five strikeouts on the day. Through two innings, Sonny. Nice day for him.
And that's chopped up back to the right fielder in Alaska. And he makes quick work this inning, does Joe Elvis Del Rosario. 6-0, we'll be back.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Back for the fourth inning as the Wabart area starts a second inning of work in relief for Sandro Bargallo. Lefty leaving the game as a losing pitcher, if all things remain. I'll bring up the left fielder, the leadoff hitter, Luke Brown. A couple of bases on balls already this afternoon.
That's right, Sonny. So top of the fourth inning here. Hammerhead trying to stay somehow in this game. Still a lot of time left, though.
Plenty of time left. We're just a third of the way in. And a bunt attempt or a fake in there for strike one.
Lots of time here at beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. On this lovely Sunday. It turned out to be a nice day here for baseball.
That's what they say. You don't like the weather, just wait 15 minutes. It's Florida.
Oh, yeah.
The count goes to 1-1. Brown looking to pick up on that batting average of just 214. As I mentioned, did get on base his first two at-bats as he looks at strike two. Arias working quickly. That's fouled off.
Yeah, Sonny, this is the game the Hammerheads definitely want to win. You know, this is a feel-good game for them. It would be if they won.
That's a bit of a struggle starting last season. This season was a polar opposite. Swing and a miss. Did you get a piece of that? Tagged out by the catcher. That's the first out.
Yeah, nasty pitch there by Arias. Looked like it was coming across the plate clean. Got right in front of it in the dirt, and he went for it.
A hard slider. That'll bring up the right fielder, Rodolfo Nolasco, who struck out his last at-bat. And he looks at strike one on the inside corner.
Yeah, Arias with some nice stuff early on in relief, trying to keep the Hammerheads in this game. Ooh. Wowzers, that one. Buzzing his helmet.
A little
there,
chin so. Music.
Yeah.
And a few more consistent fastballs compared to the starter, and that's in there on the outside part of the plate. 1-2. And that's chopped just past third base, and enough room for the third baseman to make the play. That'll be the second out of the inning.
Yeah, nice catch there by Rodriguez at third, Sonny. A much-eated out number two for the Hammerheads.
It's going to bring up Chase Bowen, the DH. He had an RBI in his prior at-bat on a single. Struck out in the first.
Yeah, Bowen batting 225 on the season.
Six nothing Bradenton here in the top of the fourth. Fastball in there, just missed. The wind's starting to pick up once again here.
Starting to pick up little by little.
as the count goes to 1-1. And that's chopped out to left center, and the center fielder calls for it, and that's a third out of the inning. After 3.5, 6-0 Bradenton, we'll be back.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For the home half of the fourth inning.
Leading up for Jupiter, designated hitter, number 9, Ian Lewis.
And that'll bring up Ian Lewis, who got on a bunt base hit in his last at-bat.
That's right, Sonny. Ian Lewis coming into this game, batting .571.
And just up the middle, base hit, that gets by. His second hit of the game.
And Lewis snapping right into it to lead off the fourth inning, Sonny, right by the second baseman, Jarvis.
Just out of reach from the second baseman.
Second hit of the game, so a nice little at-bat for Lewis. And you know he's got some speed. We talked about that earlier in the game.
That'll bring up Brady Allen, the center fielder. He struck out in the first inning. Lead-off base runner for Jupiter. That's in there for ball one. 6 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for Bradenton. No runs, 1 hit, and 2 errors for their Hammerheads here. Lewis with a modest lead at first base. And that's fouled off.
Yeah, Brady Allen getting a piece of that. Center fielder for the Hammerheads with a .239 average. 0 for 1 today thus far. With Lewis threatening on the bags at first.
And a pickoff attempt back in time easily.
Yeah, Rosario showing he ain't playing that. Checking him at first base there. With Dixon at first for the Marauders.
On the outside part of the plate, 1-2.
Nice pitch there by Rosario.
A little change of pace from the righty.
Yeah, he's looking for a 6th strikeout of the day, so a nice day for him pitching into a shutout here.
Not much of a power pitcher, more of an efficiency guy, but he's mowing him down so far.
Yeah, Sonny, and the thing is, he's had a lot of... that one fouled back.
Count remains 1-2.
He's had some good control and a nice mix of that fastball and the breaking ball right when needed.
And the count remains 1-2. Man at first base, nobody out here in the home half of the fourth. Slider misses 2-2.
Another challenge, Sonny. That one upheld as well.
Baseball has changed, huh? I didn't grow up with any challenges in the game.
Gotta get it right. 2-2 the count even here. Here comes the pitch.
And that's smacked in a left field base hit.
So
Lewis
a nice
will remain at second base. Pardon me, get to second base. He'll remain there.
A nice hit for Allen, Sonny. Moving Lewis to second. Now you got two runners on the bags with nobody out.
It's going to bring up the right fielder, Kyler Castillo, flied out his first at-bat.
Yeah, a big opportunity here for Castillo and the Hammerheads to get right back in this game with a lot of time left.
As we said, the finale of this series, the Hammerheads off to Lakeland for the next six games. And the first pitch, fastball on the outside part of the plate, strike one.
Yeah, heading off to Lakeland, a rejuvenated Hammerheads team coming into this game 19-13, Sonny, right behind those St. Lucie Mets in the division.
And the 0-1 is fouled off. No play for the catcher.
Oh, heard that one. And there it goes.
Del Rosario ahead, 0-2. Nobody out here. Righty from the stretch. Didn't miss by much. 1-2.
Yeah, you got to think, Sonny, that the Hammerheads are thinking they are, you know, they're still in this game. Coming into this game, six in a row like we mentioned. And the game still being early on.
And the 1-2. He stays alive. Chops it foul over the first base bag.
As we stated earlier, the Hammerheads just three games back of the division-leading St. Lucie Mets. The problem is the Mets keep winning, too. They have won four in a row, folks.
Been consistent, just like they were last season up in St. Lucie. Did you get a piece of that swing and a miss for out number one? As Castillo goes down. That's going to bring up the third baseman, Christian Rodriguez, who walked in the first.
Yeah, that's strikeout number six for Rosario. A much-needed strikeout here. Now one out with runners on first and second for the Hammerheads here. Threatening in the bottom of the fourth.
Castillo steps in hitting at 358. Inside. Jupiter with three base hits early on. Haven't been able to cash in as of yet. As far as getting a base runner across home plate.
Christian Rodriguez looking to change that.
Both base runners not held on. And the 2-0. That's inside. Rodriguez ahead in the count 3-0.
Yeah, Rosario looking to keep his composure here. Does not want to load the bases on a walk, Sonny.
He deals a 3-0. Smacked in a center field line drive. That's caught. And let's see if there's going to be a double play at second. They got him. Terrible base running by Christian Rodriguez.
Oh, boy. And a play by Campana, Sonny.
He went right over the third without even any hesitation.
Yeah.
And that's a double play. Inning over, 6-0 Bradenton. We'll be back.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we're back with the top of the fifth inning. First baseman Brendan Dixon steps up. That prior inning, that looked like Zach Zubia had, Christian Rodriguez had lined out, and Brady Allen was the one at second base with the base running blunder.
A unique double play there, Sonny, thanks to some not the best base running.
Poor base running. He couldn't acknowledge that he could have possibly tagged up.
Yeah.
That's flied out to the first baseman, Zubia, under it. He squeezes it for the first out. As Dixon is now 0 for 2 with a walk this afternoon. I'll bring up Mike Jarvis, a second baseman.
How about it?
One for two.
Number 7, Mike Jarvis.
Lorbart Arias remains in the game. As a strikeout in 1 2/3 innings pitched. There for ball one. Jarvis hitting .281 on the season. And there for strike one. Juan Jerez on deck for the Marauders. Explosive third inning resulting in 6 runs for Bradenton, and that's a check swing as the count goes to 2-1.
Yeah, talk about a turn of events for the Marauders, a team who just hasn't been able to get things going this series, finally does in the last game.
Oh, absolutely. As Jarvis takes for strike two. Jarvis, 6th-round pick last year out of San Diego State University. And he chops that foul right behind us. And the count remains 2-2.
You would have to have thought that that bus ride back home would have been pretty rough if they would have lost this one. So they're trying to pull this one out.
Still a ways to go. And that's chopped over to third. Stays fair. That's going to be an infield hit. Jarvis gets on for the second time. Even if it was a clean play made over there at third base.
Yeah,
not going to get him on that one. Christian Rodriguez tried to make that play. That'll be a base hit.
Yeah, Sonny, and even if Rodriguez makes that play, that would have been a tough throw to first.
No question.
So that'll bring up Jerez.
You got a base runner at first base. One man out here. 6-0 Bradenton. Top of the fifth. That's high and tight for ball one.
Oh, that one smacked, Sonny, up past second base. Wow, what a hit for Jerez there.
He gets a second base hit. First and second, one man out. Although this series is ending, the Marauders will be staying right here in the area as they have a 6-game series against the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Oh,
the other resident of this venue here.
So maybe just a little U-turn around the stadium, that bus ride home, huh? They're going to stick around right here. Maybe better luck next time for them.
They're here for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, they're going to try to roll into that series with some momentum by winning this one. So far, things looking so good. 6-0 with the lead here, top of the fifth.
Looking to avoid a sweep at the hands of the Hammerheads. And the first pitch fouled off from Jacob Goldfarb. He was hit by a pitch his last at-bat, and the first he walked. Base runners have not been an issue for Bradenton so far this afternoon.
Not at all, Sonny, and they've been able to take advantage of, you know, the fact that they had all those base runners with the 6-0 lead.
And the 0-1 fouled off, taking the count to 0-2. Looks like we've got some activity in the Jupiter bullpen. Once we get that jersey number, we'll get a name for you.
So you got Jarvis at second, Jerez at first. Jarvis dancing around second base, threatening a steal maybe.
And another foul ball count remains at 0-2.
We've seen the Marauders early on steal third. You know, we saw that. We thought that was a unique decision with two outs. Who knows?
And time called by the home plate umpire. Lorbert Arias is throwing 33 pitches.
And Jarvis
34, and that's fouled off.
Oh, man, Sonny. Jarvis was going on that pitch. He was going to steal third and started running all the way back to second there.
You got a good jump on that one.
Yeah, they don't want a costly double play there like we saw with the Hammerheads other time around.
Arias up 0-2 on the count. And change of pace on the corner. Punches him out. Strike three.
Wow. What a pitch for Arias. Estrada calling the right pitch on that one.
Goldfarb gets caught looking on the outside part of the plate.
Arias with his second strikeout of the game now, Sonny.
That'll bring up Sung Che Cheng, the shortstop. He's 1-for-2 this afternoon. And a fake pickoff attempt at second. Nobody on holding the runner back as far as a shortstop or the second baseman.
Yeah, you could tell Jarvis at second is trying to keep Arias a little confused there.
And just missing the outside part of the plate. 1-0.
The Marauders have already shown in this inning that they're willing to steal third, so it's interesting to keep an eye on Jarvis here at second.
Shortstop creeping in a little bit to hold him, to keep him honest.
Oh, that one's ripped.
And that drops in for a base hit, another run. The seventh run coming in. First and third, two men out. As Mike Jarvis crosses home plate.
So Cha-Ching, Sonny, cashing in indeed with an RBI single there. Now bringing the lead to 7-0 in favor of the Marauders.
And that's going to bring up the nine-hitter, Sergio Campana, the center fielder. So they've gone through their lineup three times already, and we're in the top of the fifth inning.
Cha-Ching indeed. 7-0 Marauders. Wow.
Prior to that at-bat, Cheng was hitting 235. And strike one to Campana.
Cha-Ching at first, Jerez at third.
And in the dirt, ball one.
Two outs here, top of the fifth. Arias trying to get out of this one while he can. Approaching his 40th pitch.
And the off speed over the plate. 1-2 count. Looks like this may be his last inning of work. Bullpen will certainly get a few innings in here this afternoon. And the 1-2. Off speed again. Didn't miss by much. Home plate umpire calling ball two.
Yeah, count now even. Arias looking for a strikeout here. And he gets it.
Got him. Punches him out. That's the first out of the inning. Probably the third out of the inning. We'll be back from the Dean.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're back with the home half of the fifth as Zach Zubia steps in. Strikeout victim in his prior at bat. As he looks at ball one. 7 runs on 7 hits, 1 error for Bradenton. No runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for Jupiter thus far this afternoon.
7-7. We had 7 game 7s in the world of sports yesterday.
Swing and a miss. 1-2 count.
Sevens everywhere.
If you hockey fans, we've got a couple of game sevens today.
Oh, man. It's been exciting. 1-2 count here.
Just missed. Del Rosario wanted that one. Looked like a curveball. Just missed the plate.
Yeah, Rosario's still in this game, Sonny. Approaching 70 pitches, looking for his 7th strikeout. No runs allowed yet.
Zubia looks at strike 3.
Wow, what a pitch.
He thought that was a bit high. He goes down looking.
Yeah, but that control by Rosario all game will get him that call, and it did that time. Another strikeout for him. His 7th of the day, Sonny. Impressive.
As he continues to lower that ERA. And Jose Estrada chops that out to the second baseman. Easy, quick play for out number 2.
Yeah, nice pickup and throw by Jarvis over to Dixon, sealing the deal for the routine out there, providing the second out here.
4-3 put out.
Very nice.
And another strikeout victim, Jorge Caballero, the left fielder, steps up. Del Rosario working quickly. That pitch clock, not an issue whatsoever. He makes the catch and tosses it back as it's chopped out to left field. And that'll do it here. Quick 5th inning for Del Rosario. We'll be back for the top of the 6th inning.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We are back for the top of the sixth as Luke Brown, the leadoff hitter, steps up. Our new pitcher for the Fish, Yuris Jimenez, a 21-year-old out of the Dominican international free agent signed in 2017, making an appearance. A third pitcher in for the Hammerheads this afternoon. And shows bunt does Luke Brown. Takes for ball one.
That's right, Sonny. Jimenez in the game with a 0.77 ERA. That one, foul ball.
Hard throwing righty.
He's going to try to keep the Hammerhead somehow in this game.
Luke Brown, the left fielder, 0 for 1 with a strikeout and two bases on balls. And he takes a strike on the inside part of the plate.
Down 7-0, the lead can be discouraging for the Hammerheads, but they've had a good series, winning 6 in a row, of course. Anything could happen for them.
As that's chopped foul, count remains 1-2. Looks like we've got some action in the Bradenton pen, so that could be the end for Del Rosario for Bradenton. And that's chopped out to left field. And that's squeezed by Jorge Caballero for out number one.
Yeah, and if it's the end for Del Rosario today, Sonny, you have to think just a stellar game for him. He's a big reason. I know that the Marauders are up 7-0, but he's a big reason they're up as well. I just think it was fine pitching by him throughout the day.
He's allowed three base hits as of now. And strike one to Rodolfo Nolasco, the right fielder. He's 0 for 3. Just missed hitting him. Count goes to 1-1.
I think if there's something Rosario is proud of is cooling down these hot Hammerheads, huh?
Absolutely. And that's chopped foul, taking the count to 1-2.
They came into this game, the Hammerheads, that is, winning every game of this series so far against the Marauders.
Another low A Florida League. Other scores for you out of town. Dunedin 4-3 over the Tampa Yankees in the sixth. St. Lucie trailing Lakeland 3-1 in the top of the sixth. And Fort Myers and the Palm Beach Cardinals are scoreless in the third out on the West Coast in Fort Myers.
Yeah, a lot going on today in the land of baseball.
And Clearwater up 5-0 over Daytona in the bottom sixth in their ball game. As the count goes full to Nolasco.
And still a lot of baseball to be played here in Jupiter.
Oh. That's smacked out to left, sharply hit, squeezed for out number two.
Yeah, nice hit there by Nolasco. But Caballero right there. Just had to put his mitt up. Nice grab there for out number two.
Bring up Jace Bowen, who has an RBI today. He flat out his last at-bat.
Yeah, Bowen a busy player for the Marauders. DHing it tonight, sometimes at second base.
And he looks at strike one. Bowen out of Northwood, Ohio, an 11th round pick in 2019, right out of high school.
Yeah, he's a guy that the Pirates organization, they're happy to have on the team. He supplies energy to the infield. He's good as a DH. 1-for-3 today. We'll see what else he can come up with here today.
Big chopped foul. 0-2. Yeah,
you got a piece of that one there.
Their top prospect in their organization is Rodolfo Nolasco, ranked in the top 30 for minor league prospects. That's in the dirt. 1-2. Two outs here. Nobody on in the top six. Remains 7-0, the Marauders.
Jimenez trying to get out of this inning here.
Swing and a miss.
And he does.
And we'll be back with the bottom of the sixth inning here at the Dean.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back for the bottom of the sixth inning. Well, the leadoff hitter, Jose Devers, up to the plate. And got a new pitcher in for Bradenton in relief of Joelvis Del Rosario. Got Jake Sweeney, 6'7" lefty out of Hobart, Indiana, and Pensacola State College. A tall drink of water at 6'7". And he deals for ball one. Sweeney comes in with a 6.48 ERA in just a couple of appearances. And this is chopped foul over the Hammerhead bullpen as the count goes to 1-1.
Yeah, Devers making some contact there, Sonny. Not exactly the day he was hoping for.
Sweeney, a 36th round pick in 2019, a 21-year-old lefty. Chopped foul, 1-2.
Yeah, not the day that Devers was hoping for so far. 0-for-2 on a day here on a rehab assignment. Trying to get back into the big leagues for your Marlins.
And the 1-2, he stays alive as he fouls it behind the plate. Hammerhead's trying to get a few base runners on, chip away at the 7-0 lead.
And it's possible, Sonny. We've seen it happen all series for them. Still a lot of baseball left to be played here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
And that's chopped back to the mound. Easy play for the big lefty for out number one.
Devers running hard, trying to get ahead of that little chopper to the pitcher, but Sweeney with a nice play over to Dixon for the first out, Sonny.
1-3 put out. That'll bring up Khalil Watson. He flied out his last at-bat. And that's outside for ball one.
Watson going to try to do whatever he can to get the Hammerheads going here in this bottom of the sixth.
The books closed on the starter, Joelvis Del Rosario. He went five innings, gave up three runs. And that's shot out to the first baseman. He flips her over to Sweeney. Close play at first. Got him.
Nice play there by Sweeney.
Back-to-back putouts. This time the first baseman over to the pitcher.
Number 9. Rosario had no earned runs, right?
Nothing. They haven't got anything across the board. Yeah.
Great game for him.
And the DH Ian Lewis steps up. He's 2-for-2 today. And he takes for ball one.
Man, let me tell you, Sonny, that great pitching by Rosario. Now Sweeney coming in relief. He's had some great defense going on there. Lots of hustle from Sweeney in relief.
And time called by the home plate umpire. The catcher out there having a quick chat with the tall lefty.
Yeah, Goldfarb talking the game plan with Sweeney, who's come in here hot. Big part of the reason they got two outs.
1-0 to Ian Lewis, a 19-year-old Bahamian. That's smacked out to left field near the track. And that's going to be the third out as Caballero makes the catch after 6-7 zip.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're back for the seventh inning. This Brendan Dixon's going to lead off. Pitcher Yuris Jimenez remains in the ballgame. Looks like we've got a defensive change. Javier Sanoa has come into the ballgame. He stayed at second base.
So it looks like that's it for Devers, huh?
Absolutely. Sano will take over in the leadoff spot. And the first pitch inside, 1-0. Dixon, one of the few Marauders without a base hit so far. Could get on base with a walk in his second at-bat. As he takes the count to 2-0. popped out into right field. And that's out number one.
Nice routine catch out there in right field by Castillo, giving the Hammerheads first out here in the top of the seventh.
And Mike Jarvis steps up 2 for 3 today. Looks like Bradenton may get some work in out of their bullpen. Somebody heating up as we speak. Jarvis takes for strike one. Off-speed pitch over the head of Jarvis for 1-1. Nice, calm, cool afternoon here.
Yeah, very nice, Sonny. It's been one of those games.
And that's chopped foul right over our booth, taking the count to 1-2.
One of those games. We've seen a lot of offense from one team, not so much from another, but still a lot of baseball left here at the Dean.
And the count remains 1-2 with another foul ball.
And what's really turning out to be a boost of confidence, you must think, for the Marauders coming into this game, losing every game of the series. And that one chopped over to third to Rodriguez. The first over to Zubia. Got him, Sonny.
With the stretch.
What a throwing catch. Baseman. What a throwing catch. Wow. Nice job there. Big out number two for the Hammerheads.
Number 10, Juan Jerez.
I'll bring up Juan Jerez with a couple of base hits so far today.
Yeah, Jerez came into this game for Mojica early on, and he's been able to been productive. And another base hit there, Sonny, getting into the right field for Jerez.
A two-out base hit here for Bradenton.
So Jerez 2 for 2 on the day, getting his third hit of the afternoon.
Remember, he did not start. He came into the ball game for Alexander Mojica.
Oh, yeah. We're surprised to see Mojica taken out early on, and Jerez just stepped right in, adding some speed to the bags now with his third hit of the day, an all-around good performance.
Count goes to 0-1. After a six-game trip at Lakeland, the Fish will be back here for a series on Tuesday, May 24th, against Clearwater for another six-game set. Three base hits so far today for Jupiter. Oh, Bradenton has 8 in that monster third inning. And the 1-1 curveball on the inside part of the plate got him for a 1-2 count.
Yeah, what an inning it was for the Marauders. Really all that they needed thus far.
And Jake Goldfarb looks for a ball, 2-2. Going from 0-for-1, the strikeout, was hit by a pitch and walked in his first at-bat. As he hammers a 2-2 pitch foul.
Jimenez approaching 30 pitches on his day.
He's kept him in the ballgame. And that's smacked out to left field, out of play. Count remains 2-2. Runner at first base, 2 men out here in the top of the 7th inning. Commanding 7-run lead for the visiting Bradenton Marauders. The low A affiliate, of course, of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Swing and a miss, got him. And that's going to do it for the Marauders. We'll be back for the bottom of the 7th inning at the Dean.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Back for the home half of the seventh inning. New pitcher number 52, Darvin Garcia. 6'3", 170-pound righty out of the Dominican Republic. Also a 2019 free agent signee for Bradenton. He delivers ball one to Brady Allen. On 1-for-2 this afternoon. He singled his last at-bat.
Yeah, Garcia with a strong arm, showing his velocity on that fastball.
Prior inning, we had a lefty, Jake Sweeney. Quick, uneventful inning for him. As the Marauders bring in another reliever. And Garcia deals 3-0.
Yeah, Garcia coming out guns blazing with three fastballs outside, though. And that one didn't catch the place either, Sonny. So a base on balls there.
Four consecutive. As Brady Allen gets on first base, it's going to bring up Kyler Castillo, 0-for-2 today.
Yeah, I wonder if Garcia got enough warm-up throws there. Four straight balls, all fastballs. To get Allen over the first here.
And he throws for strike one. Runner at first base, nobody out here. In the bottom of the seventh inning for the Fish. Strike two. Looks like a hard curveball at the outside part of the plate. Garcia comes in with an ERA just under 8. And that's inside to Castillo for a 1-2 count.
Yeah, bottom of the seventh here, Hammerheads trying to turn the tide.
Castillo fouls it off, just gets a piece of it, remains alive at 1-2. The breeze picks up once again, blowing right to left here in Palm Beach. And the 1-2, that's sky-high pop-up to shallow center.
Yeah, Campana all over that one.
Yeah, that's the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Christian Rodriguez. Flied out his last at-bat. He walked in his first at-bat of the afternoon. That's sky to left center. Tracked down once again. Campana makes the running catch.
Nice job by the center fielder Campana out there for the Marauders, Sonny. Playing some excellent defense, covering all that space out there in center.
After a quick walk to the leadoff hitter, pitcher gets out of this jam. Two outs, runner at first base. bring up Zach Zubia, the first baseman.
Garcia trying to get out of this inning. That one.
1-0 just missed.
Yeah, another fastball there by Garcia.
And the 2-0 hard curve. Not missed by much. It goes to 3-0. Zubia, the victim of two strikeouts. He went down looking his last plate appearance. And the 3-0. And their first strike on the inside corner. Bradenton defensively straight away for the most part. Second baseman Jarvis hovering over second to some extent. That's chopped out to the shortstop. Force out. Inning over. We'll be back to the top of the eighth.
Still 7-6 Bradenton.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back to the top of the eighth as Sung Che Chang leads off the inning. And new pitcher in for the Fish, Caleb Worster. New Englander out of Brockton, Mass. 23-year-old, 15th round pick last season. And he deals to Chang. Strike one. Worster comes in with an ERA of 4. Lefty looking to eat up some innings here. And the 0-1, swing and a miss.
We had a sixth run third inning by the Marauders. And since then, not much of a lot of offense. Hammerhead's looking to get a spark going and maybe a big comeback.
And that's outside to Chang for a 1-2 count. 7 runs on 8 innings, 1 error for the Marauders. Jupiter still to have a run. They have 3 hits and 2 errors this afternoon. And the lefty-on-lefty matchup. The 1-2 swing and a miss. Got him.
Nice pitch there, Sonny, by Worster.
Looks like a sharp curveball low and outside, fooling Chen.
Yeah, no money there at bat for Cha-Ching, striking out. The big pitch by Worster.
That'll bring up Sergio Campana. Went down looking his last at-bat. He reached on an error as well, along with a flyout, and he looks at ball one.
Yeah, Campanis had a busy day out there at center field.
And the 1-0 inside, as it's a 2-0. Pitcher's working quickly as we're just about 2:05 here on the East Coast, and that's chopped. That remains fair.
Man.
That's going to be an infield hit.
What a hit, Sonny, by Campana. And no matter what Rodriguez there would have done, I mean, he just had no chance.
Top of the order now.
It's a one-out infield hit for the nine-hitter.
That one trickling down that first baseline fair perfectly.
That'll bring up Luke Brown. 0 for 2 with two bases on balls. And the lefty looks at ball one.
Yeah, Brown going to try to move over the speedy Campana, who's on the bases here for the Marauders.
Campana, not much of a threat to steal. Takes his lead at first as it's 1-1 now to Luke Brown. And that's chopped over to third base. That's another tough play. And it pulls Zubia off the bag.
Oh, man.
That's more than likely is going to be scored a base hit. We'll see on that one. Third baseman playing off the bag.
Now the right fielder, number 15,
Christian Rodriguez.
Yeah, so another tough throw there to get Brown.
Another infield hit.
Safe at first, Campana at second. With one out here in the top of the eighth, Worcester trying to get out of a jam here.
That'll bring up the right fielder, Rodolfo Nolasco. He flied out his last at-bat. Base runners at first and second. One man out here in the top of the eighth. Bradenton looking to do some more damage. Somewhat of a steady, even-keel game, minus that top of the third.
Yeah.
And an explosion for six runs.
As we mentioned before, it was that big explosion, and that was all she wrote there for the offense.
And the 1-0. That's chopped. Base hit out in the left field.
Oh, man.
That's going to be extra bases. One run in. Two runs are going to be in. Rounding second and staying put with a double for Rodolfo Nolasco. He gets his first base hit of the afternoon.
Wow, Sonny. Caballero had no chance out there in left field, and the Marauders with a big-time hit. Nolasco all over that ball. Unbelievable. 8-0 now, Marauders over the Hammerheads.
He drove that fastball into left field.
What a rip. Caballero had no chance.
That's going to bring up Jace Bowen, who has an RBI along with two strikeouts today.
Yeah, not what the Hammerheads were hoping for.
8-0, runner at third base. One man out here. Luke Brown, the base runner. As Campana scored. And a 2-0 count. Caleb Worcester trying to work out of a jam here, already allowing a run in the eighth inning. And that's smacked over to the third base. Rodriguez puts it away. That's going to be the second out, but a run does score.
Yes, Sonny, another run scoring, and Marauders now up 9-0. In this top of the eighth.
And the first baseman, number 3, Brendan Dixon.
That'll bring up Brendan Dixon. As of a walk today, he's looking for his first hit of the day.
Yep, everything's been working for the Marauders here. They had that big inning. And now supplying even more insurance, Sonny.
Strike one to Dixon. Worcester working on his 16th pitch of the inning. as Luke Brown just scored the ninth run for the Marauders. This game broken wide open to, at the very least, salvage something positive for Bradenton.
That's right, Sonny. As Estrada now heads over to the mound to converse with Worcester, like you've been saying, it's been all hammerheads this series, right? Six games in a row. That's very impressive. Something that the Hammerheads needed as far as early on in this season to keep things going in the division. But the Marauders now looking to close it out with a boost of confidence, a huge 9-0 lead here.
And that's fouled off by Dixon. Count goes to 1-2. And it's second base here with two outs. Looks like we may see a new pitcher the following inning for Bradenton. Certainly getting their bullpen some work in today.
Yeah, absolutely. And why not here?
And that 1-2 not missed by much. He was ready to trot off the field.
Yeah, Worcester thought that was it there, maybe the end of the inning, but the umpire said, no way. Not yet. 2-2 now the count.
Worcester from the stretch of the man at second. And that's chopped out to right field. That's going to be out number 3.
Nice catch by Castillo.
And we'll be back for the bottom of the 8th inning. 9-0 Bradenton.
Song again. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay! Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Back for the bottom of the 8th inning.
Number 29, Jose Estrada.
Jose Estrada, the catcher, leading off and pitching for Bradenton. Number 24, Carlos Lomeli. And that first pitch is fouled off. Lomeli, Southern California native out of La Habra. 17th round pick last year out of St. Mary's College. 23-year-old ahead of the count, 0-1.
Oof.
A little bit of chin music making it 1-1. Just a bit inside. Bit of an off-speed pitch.
Yeah, bottom of the 8th here now, Sonny. Hammerheads, two more chances to try to get this one up. The 8th inning and the 9th inning. It's been a rough outing for them thus far.
And that's chopped over to third base for out number 1.
Jerez to Dixon, the routine ground out there. Nice play by the Marauders defense.
That's going to bring up Jorge Caballero. 0 for 2 today. Caballero flied at his last at-bat for Jupiter. Swing and a miss, strike one. In the ninth, it'll be Jarvis, Perez, and Goldfarb for Bradenton.
One-o the count now.
And that's chopped foul. Lamelli ahead in the count, 1-2. And the off-speed pitch fouled off.
Nice all-around game so far, Sonny, by the Marauders. You got to think, 9 runs, right? They did what they had to do on offense. And great pitching. No runs allowed.
Only 3 base hits for Jupiter as that ball in the dirt, making it a 2-2 count.
Yeah, and this shutout, if they can close and come through with it, would be a huge boost of confidence for the Marauders. They've had a rough series, and that's saying it kindly.
And the 1-2 punches it foul.
You got to think as we move along through this early part of the season, Sonny, we're going to start to see what teams separate themselves from the others in these division rankings, right?
Absolutely. And a third consecutive fly ball by Jorge Caballero.
And you look at a team like the Hammerheads, who got hot in this series with 6 games in a row, now in position, even if they lose this one today, coming out of the series to challenge the Mets for that division throne.
That's hit out to the track, way
back. Ooh, what a hit. Sonny,
that one. Get out of here. That looks like it made it out.
What a home run, Sonny, for the Hammerheads there.
As they get on the board, that just made it out of there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Brown over at left field, reaching over the wall, could not get it. Bouncing over the ball, over the wall. Ump signaling home run there. A big home run for the Hammerheads. At least a little spark there. Nobody on base, though.
That's going to bring up Javier Sano, who entered the ballgame last inning, getting his first at-bat. A 19-year-old righty steps up, and he takes ball one. First run and fourth hit for the Fish this afternoon, avoiding the shutout. And the 2-0. He falls behind 3-0 to Sano, the speedy second baseman. And he gets a call strike.
Yeah, the Hammerheads would have loved for some runners to have been on base there, Sonny. But overall, a home run is a home run. And
this has popped out to second base. That should be the second out of the inning, as it is. Sano now 0 for 1.
Jarvis there with the routine catch at second for the Marauders. 2 outs now.
Sano came into the ballgame for Jose Devers. Going to bring up Khalil Watson, looking for his first base hit of the afternoon. And he gets it. That's going to be 2 bases. Out in the right field, he rounds first base. He'll trot into second for a 2-out double.
Wow, Sonny, what a rip by Khalil Watson, one of the top prospects here, getting his first hit indeed, like we were just mentioning. A stand-up double there. Nothing that Nolasco could do about it at right field.
That was the fifth base hit for Jupiter. That's going to bring in Ian Lewis. 2 for 3 today.
And this is nice for the Hammerhead, Sonny, getting some offense here towards the end of the game.
And a Mid inside, 1-0 count.
Hammerheads with two outs now, looking for a big hit here.
And the 1-0. That's popped. That looks like it's playable by the first baseman. The catcher calls him off.
The third baseman emerged.
Couldn't make the play. That should have been an out. The first baseman, I think the catcher's got to call that off and make the play.
You had four Marauders there, Sonny, like you were saying, just all over that ball. And it seemed like Estrada had the best look right behind the plate at that catch. And then I don't know what happened there. Could have gotten out of the inning pretty easily there.
Looks like Juan Jerez had sprinted over deep
from
third base.
I mean, he came firing out of nowhere, firing out of the woodworks there. Looked like it could have been Estrada's ball. Hammerhead stay alive, though, now in this inning.
And the 1-1 with two outs in the dirt. 2-1.
We'll see if that'll come back to bite them.
Big offensive day for Bradenton. 9 runs on 11 hits. The Fish with 1 run on 5 hits so far here at the bottom of the 8th inning.
Hammerhead's now getting some offense going. 2 outs, though, here in the bottom of the 8th.
And that's chopped foul.
Out of Jerez's play there at 3rd. Hammerhead's staying alive here in what should have been a routine out, Sonny.
Full count, 2 men out here, runner at second base. Lomeli trying to get out of it with minimal damage. More than likely, this will be his one and only inning in relief. And that's smacked in a right field base hit. He rounds first. That's going to be another run in for the Fish. And we have ourselves a 9-2 ball game.
Wow, Sonny, that one ripped by Watson, bringing in the runner. A nice hit ball over Dixon's head into the right fielder's area there. And the Hammerheads with another run. 9-2 now.
Ian Lewis with the RBI on that one. As a center fielder in the cleanup hitter, Brady Allen steps up. He walked his last at-bat. And he looks for strike one.
So in an inning that should have been over, Hammerhead stay alive and add another run here in the 8th.
And the 0-1 fouled back. Lomeli ahead, 0-2 now. We will have a new Bradenton pitcher for the bottom of the 9th. That's smacked into right field.
Towards
foul territory. Makes the play.
Nice catch there by Nolasco.
That's going to do it for the bottom of the 8th inning. 9-2 Bradenton. We're back for the 9th.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
they're back for the ninth. As Mike Jarvis steps in. Fish tacked on two runs last inning. Six hits in this ball game. It's a 9-2 Bradenton lead here in the ninth.
That's right, Sonny. The Hammerheads closing out the bottom of the eighth inning with some offense.
And Chandler Joswiak, the lefty in from Brenham, Texas, in there for the Fish. And that's chopped out to shallow right field. That's going to be put away for the first out here in the ninth. Number 18, Joswiak from Brenham, Texas, a 23-year-old, 13th round pick last season. As Juan Jerez steps up. Jerez with three base hits today.
Yeah, he's had a great game, Sonny, filling in for Mojica early on. An all-around great game for Jerez.
And he's swinging a miss. Takes the count 0-2. Right out in front of that one. And the offensive star for the Bradenton Marauders today with his three base hits. And goes down swinging. Three pitches.
Yeah, Jerez anxious to make more of the same happen. Not the same result from his prior three at-bats, but that's okay. He had a great day, and look, they have a 9-2 lead.
That's going to bring up the catcher, Jacob Goldfarb. At the plate with two men out. Quick two outs here.
Yeah, Goldfarb had a good game today, calling the pitches behind the plate.
And rough offensively. He did get on base twice, hit by a pitch and a walk. Did strike out his last two at-bats. And that goes out opposite field at the track. That's going to stay in the park.
Oh.
Out number three. He didn't miss by much. Nice opposite field shot.
No, nice catch by Caballero.
Folks, we're going to the bottom of the ninth here at the Dean.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the ninth inning, new pitcher Sergio Umana Nicaraguan stepping in there. Going to close this out. He pitches strike one on the outside part of the plate.
That's right, Sonny. Umana in the game. Going to try to get a quick three outs here for the Marauders. Would be a nice win for them.
And the righty, Kyler Castillo, up to bat. And he takes 1-1 count.
Yeah, it would be a nice win for the Marauders in a series that's been long for them. Long and not the best, to say the least, there for the Marauders.
And the 1-1 outside. Defense straight away for Bradenton. Looking for a quick ninth inning. As I would say, to get out of town, it's just simply a different opponent, but right in the same ballpark. And a ground ball to shortstop. Got him. Route number one.
Nice stretch there by Dixon to secure that first.
Chang makes a play on that.
Out of the inning there. And, you know, Sonny, on the opposite side of things, you look at a Hammerheads team that really had a great series. They had, you know, they lose this one. It's been a great 6 out of 7 for them.
Can't win them all.
Yeah. And a lot to be happy about going into the new week.
Christian Rodriguez punches one out opposite field. Wynn takes it back to the track, but that's squeezed for out number two. As Luke Brown puts that away. That ball carried a bit, but stayed in the park.
Oh, yeah, right to the warning track. The Hammerheads were hoping just for a little bit more of that breeze to push it through, but no way.
And the last hope for the Hammerheads, first baseman Zach Zubia, 0 for 3 today. And he looks at ball one.
Yeah, Zubia, a mainstay at first base, Hammerheads first baseman, trying to make something happen here.
And the count goes to 1-1.
Oh,
that smacked out to deep left center again at the track, and that is caught by the center fielder Campana. Folks, there's your ball game. 9 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Bradenton. Jupiter, 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. Folks, thanks for joining us. We'll be back in a minute for a quick recap.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back with a quick recap. Your Fish go down 9-2 this afternoon. Left to right on your scoreboard, 9-11-1 for the visiting Bradenton. Marauders, 2-6-2 for the Hammerheads. Winning pitcher Del Rosario goes to 1-1. Sandro Borgallo falls to 1-1. Marauders record 16-17, and the Fisher 19-14. As we have our traditional day off tomorrow in the Low A Southeast League, both teams will be back in action on Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here at the Dean once again. Bradenton 9, Jupiter 2. We'll see you back here. Have a great one.
Visit Discover the Forest.